Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hello, boys and
Yay.
Girls. Welcome to the show. I was a little late with the chat room because I'm used to bugging Corey about it, and Corey's not here right now, but she'll be here in a little bit, so don't freak out. She's coming. Hey, Dark. What's up, dude?
Hey, Dark.
See if I can stall a little bit and give her time to get here.
Yeah, so how's the weather on your end?
Ah, it's good, good. How are you doing?
I just woke up from a nap, so I'm going to be a little bit out of it.
Well, you're doing great. Naps are awesome.
Ah, they are. They so are. I tried to stay awake, but, yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I understand.
I had an interesting evening last night, so.
Oh, You have to give me some details later, girl.
Girl, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm like, whoa, what?
Yep, it's details later time. I guess I could start introducing us and kind of, draw it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's May 22nd, 2012, and it's Tuesday, so you guys should know what that means, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Pixinistas!
That's right! We're Pixinistas. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas. And that was a coin? That was a term that we coined when we were trying to come up with a name for our wonderful show. We like to talk about various things. We focus mainly on Second Life because that's what we all have in common, but we also touch on other games as well. Yeah, and we are kind of bitchy with things, but hey. That's how we roll.
Just a little bit, but yeah, that's perfectly fine. That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. You do something wrong, we're going to call you out on it. Trust me.
Yeah, I had somebody mention that to me today. You know, you can be a little bit bitchy. Seriously, dude, if you can wait 5 minutes, it'll be over.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not mad at you. I was being blunt and truthful with what I was saying, and they're like, you're kind of being bitchy.
Yeah, that's what people tell me, and I'm like, well, would you rather I let you look like a complete idiot?
Exactly.
Come on, you should.
Some of these people don't seem to care.
I know. Yeah, I'm so white. I'm still trying to draw things out so Miss Game and Nature can get her cute little ass here.
I know. Where is she?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm gonna have to put the smack down if she doesn't hurry up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm so white.
Put down the phone. It'll be all right.
Yes. You will be fine.
Stop. Yeah.
Stop doing your carries and get over
mm-hmm.
here.
Because
it ain't the same without you, so get over here. I'm Snow White. My dwarves are busily getting my bed ready because I'm tired as shit.
Aww.
Yeah, that's right. And then we also have Miss Ginger Rocks here.
Roar! We have me.
Yes. Who is that's my, who's currently my property because my name is tattooed on her ass. Sorry, it's granted.
I may need you to be telling some people that.
Like, back off, bitch. She's mine.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
One day, I will have you swinging boat for both teams. I swear I will.
Rawr.
I will.
Damn
it, Corey. I keep watching my... I have no message from her. No message.
I know. Where is she?
Don't know, man.
Corey!
Gosh.
Right. I know.
Anyway, I guess we could just go ahead and start with our subject. That actually Ginger came up with this subject. Kinda. It was kind of a joint project. So you want to start us off, Miss Ginger?
What did we decide? It was going to be how fashion can be
changed. Okay, well, Right. This was basically an idea brought up by Ginger, and then I kind of expanded on it a little bit, talking about how fashion, now this is mainly a Second Life, mind you, how fashion can actually hurt Sims. And for those of you that don't know, a Sim is a place that you can go in Second Life and interact with other people. There are multiple Sims, probably thousands of Sims, of all different types of genres. Whatever you want to do in Second Life, be it sexual, non-sexual, whatever, it's there. Trust me. There is a Sim for what you want to do. Trust.
Yes, yes. I like to play a little game that I made up called Sim Roulette. And pretty much you open up the map, you scroll out, and you just keep going, and you finally click somewhere.
Yeah.
Just wherever. And then you go.
Yeah.
You see all kinds of cool stuff. I landed in a gerbil thing once. That was interesting.
A gerbil thing?
Yeah, yeah. It was a sim for role-playing as gerbils.
Wow.
The whole sim was, like, covered in those tubes and whatnot.
That's awesome.
That was kind of neat. None of them spoke English. I was a little bit sad about this.
Aw, but that's kind of cool, though.
It was totally neat.
Anything you want to do, you can probably find it in Second Life. But the topic of the show is actually how fashion can hurt Sims. The main culprit, the very, 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 very main culprit is what we call resize script in your clothing and in your hair. Okay, now for those of you that don't know, although it should be obvious from the name, a resize script is something that helps you resize your clothing. You click on it, a menu comes up, you play with the menu a little bit, and the prims, or your outfit, changes size depending on what you press. So, the resize scripts can cause lag, and for those of you that don't know what lag is, and if you don't know what lag is, are you even a gamer? Just saying. Lag is basically where everything slows down in game. Like your reaction time of what you try to get your character to do and what your character actually does is delayed. And it can be a lag on your side, your computer problem, or a lag on the server side. But these resize scripts actually cause a lag on the server side, so it fucks everything up for everybody, not just you.
Yes. And they are going to be in just about every little prim on your article of clothing. Mm-hmm. And each one is a script. And script usage is a priority inside Second Life, I guess. So you start using sim resources, as we call it, and you slow down everybody.
Yes.
So
it's
not
just annoying
yourself.
As fuck, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go to a lot of these fashion flings and these fashion sims. There we go. Anyways, and you get people who come in, A, not only with the resized scripts, but also with the bling.
Yes.
And the hair that's color changeable, and hell, I even saw one carrying around two Zuby babies. I have a Zuby baby. I leave it at home. Because
wait,
they are very, very highly
around?
Scripted. Sorry?
She was carrying two?
Two. Yes.
All right, one is bad enough, y'all. Those things have a whole fuckload of prim or script in them.
Yes, yes. Something like 100 and something, I want to say.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, because optimal, you want to be running, at least for me, I try to run between about 20 scripts and about 75, depending.
Okay, well, I just want to point out really quickly, this is something I learned as an admin of a sim. Like, I helped run a sim once or twice, maybe three times, although I don't claim the third one. It's not really how many scripts you run. And Corey's here.
Yay! Oh, hello.
It is about
Corey!
Time. Bitch.
Oh, my God. You have to make a fashionably late entrance. I'm so tired. Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm going to have to ask
you. You had a long day.
I did. Is we live? Is we be live? What's
y'all live, honey?
We already introduced us.
We already got a topic going on.
What y'all talking about? Oh, my God.
Girl, we are all on top of things. I told you not to worry. Damn, we got it covered.
Let me just tell y'all, I had to go real world fashionista today. Oh, work.
I know you told me, girl.
I was working. It's work. Oh, Abby's a tired Pixinista. Word
up, yo.
I do want to share. I have been playing this game on Facebook called Idol Worship that trumps all other games in existence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
not another game.
I saw the invites you were sending me.
No. You should see my idol that my worshippers are worshipping. It is a tube of lipstick with a purse hanging on the side and diamond-studded earrings work.
Okay, that's awesome.
And they are bowing down to it. Oh, yes, I love it.
All right, now I'm going to have to go check it out.
Damn it.
All right.
I'm hungry. Somebody feed me.
Why have you not eaten?
You know, I have been up since 4 a.m. I kid y'all
that
not.
That is not an excuse.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be why.
If you've been up that damn long, you have time to fix yourself some food.
I was on my way out the door at 4 a.m.
Shit.
Damn, I'm sexy. Okay.
Not the whole little thing.
Yeah, she knows she can't dom me. That's why I'm ignoring her.
Yeah. I like to try, though. I like to try. It's fun.
All my worshippers are two more wrestlers. What happened? Y'all just stop eating berries. What happened? Okay, anyway, what y'all talking about?
We were talking about how fashion can hurt Sims in Second Life. You know, like the resize script, the color changing script. Even having too many fucking prims on can actually hurt Sims.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
And I really wish that the people who made the clothing thought about this shit. You know
that
what I mean?
Reminds me. Let me go ahead and throw an ad up in here. Miss Ginger looks like she released some shoes. I just opened my email and I see her name. I was like, what the hell? What is Ginger.
Totally did. And yes, you need to go in game in just a minute.
Who, I do?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Because I sent you something.
Oh, I was like, did I forget something? Because you know it's time for me to pay the rent on the sale again.
Oh, no, but I totally found something, and I had to buy it for you.
Oh, why y'all be loving on me so hard? I ain't complaining.
It is you.
I ain't complaining. Y'all love on me too hard. What y'all doing?
I
am exhausted.
Oh, poor Corey.
That is no go-to.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was watching the beginning to this
Get
game.
Get off that boy.
What boy?
I don't know. Get off.
Really?
It's the idol game. It's the idol.
I got no boy. Trust me. If I had a boy, y'all would know.
I want a boy.
What?
So I want a boy. Actually, I want a man, baby. Okay, so which Sims are y'all dogging? Because I know y'all talking bad about somebody. I know how y'all pixinista bitches are.
Well, actually, we were talking about how people wear resize scripts and don't take out scripts, whatnot.
And drive me fucking crazy.
You know what? I don't take out my scripts either. I don't. It's not on purpose. It's like I'm just trying to put the clothes on and go. I don't have time to be doing scripts. I gotta go.
No, but I know. But you have no idea how badly it fucks everything up for everybody.
But you know, I don't really go much of anywhere to be, you know, causing that kind of uproar. I'm usually in my own little place.
Yeah, you need to smack the landlord and tell him stop making it lag.
I don't think that's him.
I don't know what that was. I was like, what the hell?
I tell you what's funny is people. Not just resize scripts, but people who try to move next to you to compete. Like we, as you all know, we have our stores in Second Life. And we had a girl that moved next to us that sold the same type of stuff that we did, and she tried to make her store bigger so she would block ours out. She'd be out of business. We still in business. I just want to point that out.
And that was because our stuff is awesome. Her stuff looked like crap.
She had pretty toys, but...
Toys, yes. Her clothes, her hats, whatnot, not good.
Well, the toys were off the chain, but you can't put a big-ass store in...
Off the fizzle?
It was off the hizzle, fahizzy, fatizzy. But she... Why are we still talking like that?
I don't know.
Seriously, had I been her, I would have set it up to look like some kind of playground or whatnot and then had those toys set around.
That's what I would do if I knew how to make them. Mm. I'm sorry.
Toys.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Stop with the carries. Phone down.
I didn't touch it, I swear.
Oh, my little muddling is so cute.
I told you. I've been waiting. I was trying not to push y'all to play, but I knew y'all would love it. Is this not one of the better games on Facebook?
It is so adorable. Oh, my God.
Wait. Here is the real thing that's wonderful about it. Is this real time? There's no more of, you know, you sending me stuff and I have to wait till you get off to get it. I can come over to your island right now and just steal all your followers and you can steal mine. And you'll see me when I'm standing there, not, you know.
Don't steal my followers. They're so cute.
I'm a chaotic neutral goddess, so I went to somebody's island, I blessed their followers, and then I cursed them 2 minutes later and took their gold and be like, I'm out. I'm gone. Thank you. But I like the whole fashionable thing they put in because my purse is nice. I like my lipstick. Okay, y'all get off the we got to get off.
I know.
Me.
All right. So, before Corey came on, you were going to talk about that you had been a sim admin, and you were talking about that it's not exactly the number of scripts people are aware. And then you got interrupted, so I was wondering exactly what you had intended to say there.
She ain't listening to you. She thinks we're talking, and we're not talking to her.
What?
Yeah, talking to you.
What?
Tricklish.
I'm sorry, they're so cute. Okay, I closed it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Before Corey showed up, you were actually about to say something. We were talking about script usage and whatnot, and you said you'd been an admin of a sim.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
The number of scripts didn't actually matter or something?
No. A lot of people think that the number of scripts is what's most important, but that's not technically true. What's technically true is what your scripts do. Because you can have one badly written script that takes up the majority of the sim's resources, and this other person can have, like, 1,500 scripts that are all written well, and they take up less resources than you do.
That makes sense. That makes really good.
So if a script is written badly, you're going to fuck up the entire place. But if it's not written badly, then you're going to be okay. And holy crap, there are people behind me. Let me move. Hi, guys. Excuse me. Don't mind me.
Who are you talking to?
My character was AFK in Second Life. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. I was never one to take scripts out because I want to keep them. Sometimes I need to resize on the fly because, you know, I change my girls' hips and...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, most of my girls
have... That's why you make copies.
I don't make no copies.
My problem is with the damn...
Well, you know, some people don't let you make copies.
That's my problem, is the designers who don't let you make copies, those are the ones that piss me off, because if I can't make a copy of something, then what the hell am I supposed to do to resize it if I change my shape?
Well, I that's like that bathing suit that I bought, okay, in the marketplace. You guys seen the bathing suit. It's really pretty when you put it on. It's got the whole see-through shirt, and it's got the chain around the waist. It's got the bikini underneath. It comes with a big hat, the big floppy hat.
Yeah.
It's like 99 linens or something. It's very pretty considering, okay? But the resize scripts are jacked. So I put on the floppy hat, and my girl's hair is bleeding through the top.
Ooh.
I put the hat up. It don't work. I make it bigger. And it's no copy. So I just don't wear the hat. The shirt is a little weird. You have to make it so big so that it looks normal. It's just, you know, everybody, sometimes y'all make pretty stuff, but the resize scripts just don't work out too well. And that's the other thing. They didn't put all the options in the resize script. So, you know, you can do it in one increments of one. No, this is increments of five.
Okay. See, no. That's annoying, too. If you're going to do something, at least do it to where we can make it as big as we want, as quickly as we want, or as big as we want, as slowly as we want, meaning increments of one or two or three. But doing an increment of five and ten and that's it? What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, and I had I actually have a pair of pants like this, and it only has the 0.5, no, yeah, 0.5, 0.25, and 1 options for resizing. It takes forever and ever to resize those damn pants.
I know. But what I'm really looking forward to is whenever they start putting resize scripts in mesh items.
Well, they do.
They have them already.
They do. But also, right now, they're working on a new alpha type. I forget what they're calling it. A flexi alpha or something like that? Anyways, a flex alpha.
They have to, because you lost that ability, that whole alpha thing when they did the mesh. That's part of the reason why I'm not that interested. It's pretty, but it doesn't move. It's pretty much like the clothes used to be before.
Yeah. It's like the system skirt was. It's pretty, but it doesn't move right. Like, if you spread your legs, the texture should not stretch like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to stretch. Your legs not supposed to stick outside.
Well, this apparently is actually going to make the mesh stretch to your body. So instead of you changing your body shape to the mesh, the mesh will actually change to your body shape.
Okay, see, now then I would buy mesh items more, because I always make girls who are curvy, and I cannot find a mesh item to fit my curvy girls at all.
I think what I sent Corey was a mesh item, so wish I'll
Yeah, you did. I see what it is.
You have to take pictures with it.
Hopefully it's cute. If it ain't cute, we know we're going to talk about it. Who designed it?
A place called Pop-Tart.
Yeah, you need to warn Pop-Tart that if it's not right, y'all have to endure the wrath of Pixanista.
Because you know, we are a bunch of bitches, and we will bring you out. We already warned him at the top of the show.
That is exactly
y'all know we bitches now. Come on.
That is why E-Fashion Police follows us, too, in case y'all didn't know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, E-Fashion Police started following us the second week we were in existence. Hello, Joan.
What? He snapped in a Z formation.
Hello, Miss Rivers.
You know I did it, too.
Look, while I'm talking, I'm glad she can't see me now, because you know she'd be talking bad about me. I was working it this morning, but this evening, no, ma'am. Oh,
right now, I look rough as shit. But you know what? Can't nobody see me but me. It's all good.
This is true. I just woke up from a nap, so I have pajama bottoms and a shirt thrown on. So, yeah. I'm hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Literally, I'm hot. It's fucking hot here today.
It's cold. You want to come to my house?
Girl, I would. That would be nice.
Roll on this way.
We could have a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sleep in another room. I don't trust you.
Oh, she'd
be in a room
now
with her laptop touching herself. What?
What?
See how she didn't deny it?
Yeah.
Ooh, look,
I like porn. I can't help it.
It's called gamer porn. Ooh, look at that mesh dress.
Oh, yeah. Those boots are hot right there. Ooh,
look at
I
that.
Like those boots.
I'm in a mesh dress right now.
That's a nice boot. I like that boot.
Oh, hey, what are you going to do with it? Oh, hey, what are you going to wear with that? What are you going to wear with that? What are you going to wear with that?
I love y'all. I love y'all so hard.
Oh, okay, you know what? I have a gripe, because I just went shopping. I'm one of my curvy girls.
Uh-oh.
And she's got an ass. I'm going to tell you straight up. She got an ass. She got hips, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's not, like, super tall. She's proportionate. Don't get me wrong. She doesn't look like a fucking Oompa Loompa or anything. She's proportionate.
I say Oompa Loompa. I'm afraid of them.
Me too. I'm actually afraid of the Oompa Loompas. She's proportionate, but when I go to resize the skirt so the damn waist fits, the skirt itself gets so long that it sticks into the floor.
Ew.
And I know that you have the option of only resizing one prim or two prims or however many prims, but I'm going to tell you, it takes a whole fucking long time for me to go in and adjust each separate prim by itself, you know?
Yeah.
It's starting to piss me off.
Ew.
Why don't you make it all together?
Recently, that when they're doing resizing, instead of the 1%, 2%, whatever, they're actually doing XYZ, so you can actually adjust the prim where you need it.
That would be nice, because adjusting it just overall, making it bigger, is not going to work for me.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times I want the waist bigger, but I don't want the actual skirt or whatever longer, because I'm a shorty.
Well, no, they have a skirt that's supposed to be a resize all.
No, so they do. It does resize all.
But it resizes everywhere.
What I'm saying is sometimes the shapes of my girls don't work with the resize all. You know what I mean?
They don't have resize, you know, this little bit.
No, they do, but I'm saying it's a pain in the ass. Really.
I just
want them to come out with a piece of clothing that resizes to my body type instead of me having to go around and fuck with it all the time. You know, just like do it automatically. Hit a button and be like, okay, I'm gonna conform to your body because that's what I do.
It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen anytime soon. I hate to tell you this.
No, I know it's not, but, you know.
Or somebody will figure out a way to do it, but it'll mess up Second Life, and then somebody else will figure out how to do it, and it'll work perfect, and then bam.
Well, I just want it to happen, because I'm fucking tired of messing with my damn prims, and it's taking freaking forever. It's driving me crazy. Now, Ms. Ginger said she had found us a place that does a different fashion thing every week. What's that about?
Right. That is coming out. Hold on, let me pull up the group. Actually, there are several that I already go to, but I actually applied to be a blogger here, and I put in for y'all. I don't know if they'll do it. Let's hope. It's called Fashion Intoxication Sim.
Ooh.
And it starts at the beginning of next month, and it's going to be the first time around for it. Every week, there are going to be different designers, and probably some of the same designers every week, who bring in an item. And from what I understand, the items are actually supposed to be under at least one item. Or let me phrase this. The one item they bring is supposed to be under something like 100 linden. So hair, skin, clothes, shoes.
But it's supposed to be really
items.
Nice stuff, but
yes.
Really cheap.
Yes, yes. Really nice stuff for really cheap. I love these things. I already do. I already go visit something. I can't even think of it. Something perfect something at the moment. There's the Attic. There's the Black Market. There's Mayfair, I think. And some other places. Anyways, I go to these every week and I go check them out. There's usually only, maybe one, two things that I actually like out of any of them. A lot of them have the whole high fashion, which Corey will like.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Yes, yes. But I do a lot of grunge wear, so I have a harder time with these things, finding clothes.
You
but apparently
grungy
this
evening gowns is what you mean.
Yes, but apparently this fashion intoxication is going to have two areas, and one's going to be the high fashion, and one's going to be the grunge.
I can't wait.
Grunge fashion. Okay.
Snow, get your friend, and get out
that's
that boy.
You, girl.
Get off that boy.
Yeah, but like right now I'm wearing torn
you
thigh
give
high
I would love
tights
one.
And a skull dress. Or not a skull, a dress that looks like a skeleton.
You have a whole thing with skulls because you just release shoes with skulls. What is with you in the skulls?
I don't know.
Snow, get your friend.
That's you.
Get your friend.
With my abuse me tattoo on my neck. Oh, yeah.
Deuces, get your friend. Get your friend. You see what she's doing, don't you? So what you doing?
Nothing.
She's
playing with those things. She's playing with those things.
I'm not, I swear.
Why don't we believe you?
Because.
So whose thing are you playing with?
Mine.
I love you, Snow.
Yeah, I know. I'm good like that.
Nasty.
Rawr.
So who's wearing what this week? Who's loving what they've got?
Honestly, I really don't know. I'm still kind of... I tried another mesh hair from Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I tried. But,
I'm sorry.
I just, and I got the demo this time. I didn't buy it. I got the demo. And I got it, and then I put it on. And I watched my character for a bit, and still, you can see through her head. What the fuck?
Things went horribly awry.
That is so strange.
I don't know, maybe it's the shape of my head, or...
Because, you mentioned this a couple of times, and I wear mesh hair, and I have never...
From Truth?
Yeah, from Truth.
Well, maybe I'm just doing something wrong, because I've tried it in two different viewers, and it's the same problem.
That is so strange, because I don't have an issue with, seeing through my head. I have had an issue with one of them. It had, this whole side face hair that came down, and when I turned just right, because my AO is very moved.
Yeah.
And it kind of went
face.
Into my cheek.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I can't see through my head. And I don't wear the alpha layers. I wear an actual hair base underneath.
Well, if I didn't wear the damn alpha layers, I would have, my head poking out of the hair.
So your head is too big for the hair.
Apparently. Apparently I have a really big fucking head.
Hey, your head is really big, Snow.
Thank you. It means I have lots of brains.
Your head is super, super big.
You know you like my big head, girl. Rawr.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
What?
Don't get me cut.
What?
Do not get me cut.
Girl, My big head is all you need.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. That's right, baby.
Notice I'm pointing at her. Pointing. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Little butt thinks you're so cute, by the way.
I knew she was still playing it.
Somebody send me an invite because I can't find the one Corey sent. I can't find it.
You know what? I just sent you one not too long ago.
Check your messages. It's there. That's how I found mine. They're so cute. They're like with the little bobbleheads. You just want to pinch their little cheeks.
No, ma'am.
What?
No, ma'am. Are you really done? Oh, get your friend.
They're adorable. They're like,
get your friend, Ginger.
I totally would, but I'm still waiting for my invite. I'm over here like refreshing on Facebook. Where's my invite, man?
Don't send her no invite. She can't play. I'm gonna have to. Let me log back on and do that.
Send me an invite.
All right.
Don't send her nothing.
Send
me. Anyway, so how about that fashion, huh?
How about that fashion? Yeah. Okay. Have you guys played Fashion Designer, by the way, on Facebook?
No. You may need to send me a link to that one too.
I really don't feel like playing that game.
Do you play Fashion Designer? I'm not sure.
I've been playing Fashion Designer in Second Life. I made some
you made some real stuff today. Some stuff to sell.
Word. Yeah, I was in a mood.
Okay, well, these particular people that made Fashion Designer have made a new game called Fashion Avenue. I'm not sure what to think about this. Their games are kind of not doing much for me.
I've noticed that about a lot of the Facebook games. Like, it sounds like really good stuff. And then you get into it and you're like, eh.
And you hear this music, this loud-ass music that I can't turn off, right?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Why do you always start with the blonde chick? What is with you people?
What?
Maybe the whenever, you know, when you get your avatar, they always make you pick the blonde girl. Maybe I don't want to be the blonde girl.
Why's it got to be blonde? Huh? Huh?
And I want to turn this music off. Why do they do that? Maybe I don't want to hear the music.
And why do they always make redheads look like orange?
Oh, because they can't. I'm going to refrain from commenting.
I play a redhead in Second Life, and most of the hairs that I get are either pink or orange. And they're like, oh, this is red. No, that is not red.
Yeah, that's not red, my friend.
Truth does red. Truth does that, red very well.
Yeah.
That's when you look like a pirate. That'd be orange. Why can I not turn off this horrible music? What is wrong with these people? Okay, true enough, this is a good thing for fashion shows. This music is nice. But when I'm playing a fashion game, I don't want to listen to it.
No.
Let us talk to you for a minute, people who made Fashion Avenue Ice Break Games. Yes, I'm about to call you out. If you're going to make a fashion game, we've said this before, we would like a simulator that actually takes care of the business parts. I want to know how much money and overhead and... Do y'all hear this?
That is noisy.
Is there no way to turn that off?
There is no way to turn it off other than for me to mute for a minute.
Is that a tutorial? Are you in the tutorial or are you actually in the game?
I'm in the game.
So, really, there's no way to turn the damn music off?
As far as I can see at this point, no. I don't see any. Why do y'all torture people? Maybe I don't want it.
What's that song? I don't want it. What's that reminding me of?
And then they want me to invite people to my cult, my fashion cult. But no. Oh, finally the option showed up. Oh, thank you. Horrible.
Blessed silence.
Blessed silence.
Blessed silence.
This is horrible. You know what they've done? Okay. They've borrowed from the PopSugar game that Ginger was addicted to last year this time.
I love that game.
Retail. I said no sound, damn it.
Damn it.
Dude, this is too old school. I gotta click this. How many times? This is too old school. Okay, look here. Ice Break Games. Let me quote some Beyonce for you. Come harder. This will not be easy.
I found it. At least on my other one.
You can't. No, get your friend.
That's you, girl.
Yes, I will allow idol worship.
They are so cute with the bobbleheads. I swear. Oh, my God.
You should torture them and see what happens to them. I had to.
Yay! You know I love torturing me some.
Oh,
no,
you have to
torture them.
It's so
them.
Cute.
Oh no, torture them so you can see what happens. It's gonna make you laugh. The whole twitchy eye thing. I was dying laughing in here, and I was talking to somebody on the phone about something serious. I had to mute so I could laugh. They're like, "You're so quiet." I was like, "I'm sorry." What were you saying? Okay, so anyway, as I was saying, some of these little fashion dealies on Facebook. You know what? We have still yet to get somebody to make us a fashion game, other than in Second Life, which is not a game because that's real money you're playing with in Second Life.
Yeah.
That is a good simulator that actually simulates some fashion. I mean, this fashion designer is close. You get to make your own clothes, but that's about it. You don't get to really sell them. There's no. I don't know what they're trying.
That's not cool.
What?
I would want to sell the clothes. All right, where's the sound for this? That's loud.
Yeah. At least there's you can turn off right away. You'll find it right away. I don't understand this whole having us make clothes and there's no point to it. Oh, look, a new kit. Look, y'all see how excited I sound? Oh, look, a new kit.
Yeah.
So exciting.
So exciting. I just bit my tongue. Ow.
Sounds so excited.
I mean, I like the premise of the game. It gives you a have we talked about this game on here before? Fashion designer?
I think
I don't
so.
Know. I think yeah. So maybe.
Where the premise is they give you a little card, they tell you what your client wants, and then you have to try to make something, including the elements they want, but make it look good. But the thing is, you can't. I don't understand why I can't just do what I want. Do y'all understand why I can't do what I want?
There we go. I was looking where to turn off the sound. All right, so no. So would you ask?
Why can't I make what I want within what my client wants, you know, within the spectrum? Okay, so there's no other repercussions if you don't do it. Like, I just made a dress, which if y'all are following on on Facebook, you'll see it. It's a big dress with a big azalea at the waist. And that's it.
Where you and your accessories.
I love
you. Just I love accessorizing.
Oh, wait a minute. I take this back. It looks like they added some things since the last time.
Damn it, I bit my tongue again. Ow.
They have added some things. You know what? I'm going to, if I get a chance later, if I don't fall face first into my keyboard, they have actually added some more elements to this game since the last time we talked about it. We did talk about it. I remember we were saying that it didn't have any depth, but now they've actually added stuff like advertising. And what you tweeting? You know,
I have no idea what she's laughing.
She is laughing because she bit her tongue. Anyway, so they've added some more depth to it. Like you can submit to fashion blogs and to magazines, and you can have a celebrity client. So that adds some depth to it. I'm waiting right now for my current advertising to run out. So I'm happy that they did this. I'm probably gonna. Well, why do people keep tweeting as well?
I didn't do it this time.
What is the problem?
I didn't do it this time.
It wasn't you. That's no. Somebody else. This is another old friend of mine that lives on Facebook. He posts on Facebook like they pay him to do it. I swear. I mean, it's all day. It's no matter what time of the day or night. He's posting something about it. My eye hurts. I just woke up.
My eye hurts.
Wow.
Don't make me start singing. My back hurt. My bronchitis.
This dress is fabulous. Who designed this?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Yeah, they've added a little more depth. So we'll be posting up about this. Like I said, if I don't fall face first tonight, because we still have reviews. As y'all know, I stay behind. I had another dirty thought I'm not going to say out loud. But anyway, yeah. So we would snow with a light.
I ain't going to say nothing. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say it now. It's been over. It's been over. I'm not buying that. That is ugly. Who designed that?
Girl, focus.
I can't focus. I'm tired.
Focus on your story.
Anyways, I was going to say, they've added a lot more depth, so we'll probably be talking a little bit more about this on the site. What? On the site? I definitely didn't pick a good
one. We're all over the place tonight. We're sorry,
you know what? We had a focus. We did.
You let me come in here. I'm tired. Again, I stress. Up since 4 a.m.
The Dark One wants an invite, by the way.
He wants to play...
I'm not
Idol
sure
Worship.
He wants to. He's going to get stuck on it.
He wants Idol Worship. He always wants to come play stuff. And you know what? I got to tell you, Dark, we're supposed to be playing another game together, but when we tell y'all this, we're not just trying to be persnickety. We play so much games, I forget. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll go in and I'm playing, and I'll forget to go back.
Yes.
Yeah, like there are games I haven't been to in ages, and then I'll get an invite or a message from it, and I'm like, I played that?
Yeah, and I go in, and there's like 25 notices waiting for me. So-and-so asked you for such and such 3 weeks ago.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
My bad.
December.
My bad.
I got people calling me. Are you ever coming back to... you coming back to Farmville?
No.
I forgot all about Farmville. You know they're making a... Okay, anyway, we're going to talk about Farmville. Okay, this game, I am liking some things that they did. There's some brand new elements, which, again, we will be talking about. We're going to have another show on these fashion games that are making the round on Facebook. This is actually good. They need more depth, but we want to give them a chance to add some more stuff or have our say-so or whatever have you. Very nice new additions to it that you get to predict the fashion trends. People are voting on the designs. The only problem I'm concerned about is a topic we talk about often here, and I know we got like 5 minutes, is what happens when, one of these real-world designers comes through and picks up one of these. How do you prevent that? Can you stop them from stealing design? How do you prove they didn't? Because some of this stuff is really good.
Can't.
This is really good. I'm going to say this girl's name, Sierra Sedge, and then I'm going to send her a message. Sierra Sedge, your Asian-inspired dress is absolutely flawless. If I figure out how to make this in Second Life, I will steal your design. I'm kidding. Maybe. You won't be there. So anyway, beautiful. It is based off of a kimono with the big sleeves.
Oh, I love those. Yeah.
And the big thick belt. She's got the flower on it, but it's a mini skirt.
Ooh.
It's lovely.
That sounds nice.
I'm gonna need a picture of this.
I can't. It's when you play fashion designer, then it's part of. Why are y'all making me do?
Screenshot.
It's too late. I already moved on to the next trend, darling. But if I... you're going to have to find it on your own, girl.
You have to keep up. She is a whirlwind when it comes to fashion. She's fabulous.
Fashion knows no mercy and no speed.
Yes.
Some of y'all are going crazy. Okay, why would you put a button on a boob? I'm just...
Does it look like a nipple?
It looks like something. Some of these girls got some serious skill. Y'all real world designers better look out. They learn how to sew. I'm seeing some people can just take over. I need to just open me a store and hire people that makes designs and just learn how to sew. That's what I need to do. Ginger, get to work. Find me some. Ginger.
Get to work and find you somebody who sews?
Leave those muddlings alone.
Okay.
Aren't they cute with the bobblehead?
I just closed it out because, yeah.
They are so cute with the bobbleheads.
We got 3 minutes to go, y'all, so it's okay. We are all over the place tonight. Next week we will have a topic, because I hopefully will have some.
We did have a topic.
We did.
To it. Why you let me derail you then?
You own the show.
What do you mean I own the show? Do you all too not know this is your show too? You can just tell me, be quiet, you tired, crazy bitch. Just pick your fashions and sit there. We got this, you know. I won't be offended.
These
two fails to realize there's very little you can say to offend me. They know this.
I wasn't worried about offending you. I just thought it was amusing.
You know what? I will cut you.
What?
Because I'm tired and there was no reason. She's like, what? What did I do?
What?
Nothing. You cut me?
What?
Okay. Ooh. Okay, make sure also, those of you who do listen to Pixnista, I don't know why you do, but some of you actually do, make sure you check us out on Facebook if you're interested in some of the little things we're talking about. My name of my thing also is Corey Robertson, of course, Geek Girl Fashions.
I love this song.
So make sure you drop by. Also, this is our friend. I need to get you dressed up, girl. You look busted. I'm not going to say your name. One of our friends from Second Life. I'm going to say her Second Life name. Pepper, girl, you looking busted. I'm going to hook you up, though.
Girl, I thought you were talking about me. We better fight right here.
Oh, no. Neither one of y'all ever look busted.
I got to say.
That's why I roll with y'all. You understand.
Is she still playing Second Life?
No.
Okay.
No, but she's on Facebook. Her character's in my store, but she was looking a little busted. So I'm going to hook her up with a new look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. And I think that's all we got time for, folks. So tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then on Thursday, our normal show where we are raw and uncut.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Like a non-circumcision.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're done. Say goodnight, ladies. Good night.
Good night, ladies.
I always hit the air. Wouldn't give any Russians into a smile. I would go for any single would condescend to linger a while. What a lullaby will be supplied to have a guy will take this chance. Oh, a guy will take this chance. I'd go for any time.
What have we learned today, boys and girls? If you're a fashion disaster, the Pixinistas will blow you a new asshole.